he's a new Brandberg.
Right. And how the situation has changed from a period of direct confrontation, we're moving toward more cooperation. It requires new relationships between our allies and our friends. The president puts this at the very highest priority as we go into the next year. You might put it that way. The very highest priority. Throw in two, why don't you put a little blinker for Latin America? Skip the goddamn Africans. But you can say
I'd like to put it in the context that I brought messages from you. The major purpose I think I should achieve in this session today is a big initiative by you. I don't know, the Paris Herald Tribune had a lead editorial yesterday about my trip to Moscow, and they said it's an attempt to President Nixon. I'd like to set it up today in such a way so that when all these announcements happen, everyone will think this was done out of fear rather than, which indeed is true, Mr. President. Peterson has been hacking away at the trade thing for 6 months. And I'm effective not because I'm smart or a good negotiator. This may be true.
It certainly helps.
But they know I'm speaking for you. If that fact didn't exist, if I had to deal with the trade minister,
the same truth is true. China. Just think of the relationship we've established there. It's enormously important.
Well, it's almost unbelievable. We are in the position where Zhou, Brezhnev, the mortal enemies, trust us more than anybody else, even though we are on good terms with both of them. Pompidou, he, all of them.
Everybody, we have to realize that people who don't like us much are wrong for good reasons.
Right, but even he was practically fighting to get on television with me. I didn't want to be on. And not because of me, it was President Nixon every third word when he spoke on television.
You know what I was going to say?
About 11, and I'd like, about 11:30, but I'd like to get a haircut before, but I've got half an hour.
Since that time, the president of reached a point that we felt that now was the time to see if we could not bring these matters to a head and move forward. And we now are, I get that.
I mean, it's a basic principle of the president. Because he said I'll get you into domestic trouble by raising. But he wasn't pushing it hard.
But there was, actually, as far as the week is concerned, I was trying to think as to what's in it, why they wanted it a week.
They wanted a settlement, Mr. President.
They kind of probably were going to give. Well,
no,
they want a settlement.
No. What I think is they made a desperate impression on me, Mr. President. Their dilemma is they are desperate to settle, but they are also mortifyingly afraid that after 25 years
they'll
settle for something that that kills them. Now, if they wanted to string us along, Mr. President, they would have to say they would have a maximum time between meetings. If they wanted to string us along, they wouldn't ask for a 2-day meeting. And the way I think we should handle the 2-day meeting is that we announce a regular meeting in the morning. Then that evening, that at the 4 o'clock briefing, Ram says, Kissinger and Vidakto, with the approval of the president, have extended the meeting by a day. After that, we have a 3-week free ride, no matter what happens.
Because they won't, you won't agree to disagree with that.
No.
And they'll have, that's what, the 22nd?
No, I won't go the 22nd. My thinking is that I'll go the 26th and 27th.
That's good.
They want me on the 22nd.
Well, they can have their meeting. The 26th and 27th is better for you. You shouldn't have to go back over there.
Right. So I'll go the 26th and 27th. The trouble is you're going to the West Coast on the 26th. And I don't want to have your news blanketed. Maybe I should do it the 25th and 26th.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have two, it's good to have the same story of focus. Mine is a political firm. I want to blanket.
All right, then we'll do it. Then we'll do it the 26th and
27th. Yeah, yeah. It's good. Shows that I'm still working on the problems. That
good.
Are
good. And then Ron can announce it wherever he is with you.
Try.
That will be a sensation. Then we'll have at least one other meeting. By that time, it's the middle of October. Then let them go public. We'll say they're just trying to swing into McGovern. They won't go public. I tell you, they're desperate. They may not know, but I'm not sure, Mr. President, the issues are so tough that they may not know how to settle it. But when I said to him yesterday, he wanted me to...
You see, well, ask Mr. Sigler what he wants to do about that picture, when he wants to take it.
They wanted me to stay today, and at first I agreed. Then when I looked at his message, I said, there's enough there for me to stay.
Yeah.
He practically collapsed. They're not going to break up. Out of the question. My problem is to...
Bill has got to realize that these talks going on is only in our interest at this time.
He wasn't strong on that.
Yeah.
He wasn't strong.
What the hell is it? You know, as I said,
let me give it to him.
Yeah.
give them something, but they, I think that if they are not okay, if they're going to do it at the last possible moment.
I'm reading the summaries. I don't think the bottom is a big issue. We're going to be running enough surveys. Are we?
I think they're doing enough for October. I think we should say the big step up for them. On this CIA estimate, it actually proves our point.
Well, if they've got 2,700 tons rather than 7,000, we're starving them to death.
Exactly.
Isn't that it?
Exactly.
Where are they getting their oil? Through the pipeline?
Well, they're getting some oil, but the whole thing is what arrives at the border, then has to get all the way down through these bound railways. If they were not desperately good, they wouldn't talk to us. The one thing they know that the mere act of talking to us is how they do. The last thing they want is to have your ear up, when I spread with the Harris poll,
it in fact went off.
Oh, yeah.
You sure about the bombing?
And I said 74.